Episode of These Fools, man. We got the crew in the building. I don't even want to start with you. Mark, what's happening, man? How you feeling tonight?
What's up, G? I don't know what to say.
I don't get no intro?
I got you. Miss Mariah, how you doing today?
What's up, y'all?
Yeah. Damn, nigga. What's up, people? You ain't nothing wrong fucking with young girls.
Oh, my God.
They got me like 22. Let's get into it. Let's get into
it.
She legal.
Oh, my God.
Fuck no.
I mean, I'm 6 years. 60?
Nigga, 22? I'm sick of answering inboxes about your ass, dog.
I wish the fuck I would find out my 22-year-old daughter is, like, fucking a 60-year-old.
I'll come home and say, how you doing today, man?
Nigga, you not welcome in my house.
You remember Hot Boys, man?
But you know what that is? He doesn't have a little girl. So he doesn't see anything wrong.
I think you gotta have a little girl for this shit. This shit is wild.
It hits harder, though. You see what I'm saying? It hits harder if you're thinking about it.
What's the problem?
So anyway, let's move on. I hate that the
dream brings some cougar or some shit. You gonna be like, what's up, my boy?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. If he like that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? We are gonna get past that stage first, but it don't matter. You see what I'm saying? As long as if he's 16 and he bring a 12-year-old home, I'm gonna beat your ass.
He's 16 and he fucking the teacher.
All right. First of all.
Now, imagine the teacher you've seen in elementary.
Fist pound, but accountability. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna beat your ass. You see what I'm saying?
You gonna beat his ass for fucking?
Yes, that's your fucking teacher, nigga. Because if you don't hit that, if you don't hit the spot, you fucking now.
He's fucking.
And I'm gonna beat that teacher ass.
See, this is why boys don't tell the mom they fucking. Because y'all got that whole. Mindset.
I don't give a fuck about my child.
You would never know your son is
fucking.
Oh, shit.
Like, no, I'm an open parent when it comes to shit like that.
What did you
teacher? Mark, oh, no. That bitch about to get her ass whooped.
When did you first tell your mom you was fucking?
I was 18 when I told her. No, I didn't tell her. She was just
slipped up, right?
She was kind of like, oh, my baby
is. It slipped up, right?
He's such like a virgin. And it was my cousin and my sister. And it was like, my baby is a virgin and do this. And both of them was kind of looking like, what? Right.
Mark, when your mom found out you was fucking?
When you had a baby?
Okay, how?
What age? She walked in on you fucking, nigga?
So, your mom? I know he did. I thought it was what's called auntie.
I was 17.
17, so think about that. 17, 18. Whoa. They start off at 15, though. Start off at 15 fucking, maybe 14.
I hear that shit.
17, 18. He hid it well.
Because my mom ain't you talking ain't about gonna,
but what I'm getting
and
at
see
is,
that's the difference. My mom did so, like, still we
ain't no boy gonna tell his mom he's fucking
it. It is niggas out here that's close to their mama. Like,
shit, that.
Yeah. Everybody be telling
you, yes. You saying that because you're talking about do. From your experience. Niggas is close to their moms like that, G.
Yes.
For real?
And it's a lot of mamas out here who really don't give a fuck. They just be like, don't bring no goddamn baby to my house.
Those type of moms, yeah, you do the but they moms who be like, I won't whoop that bald headed bitch ass. I ain't telling you that shit.
No. Oh, no. She's still getting beat. Now, some little girl in high school and shit, like, oh, your little girlfriend, whatever, that's fine. But your teacher? Nah. Okay. Bitch, you have a responsibility to my son.
Yeah,
to teach him. Not to suck his dick. No. You're supposed to teach him.
She teach me a lot of shit right
now.
Like, I've learned so much for the
world. First of all, bitch, this inethical. Yes, need to be fired.
Not yet.
First of all.
Not yet.
Second of all, you need your ass beat.
You know. You got a whole another 9 weeks. You got to still teach me some other stuff. You
know?
The first part, you know.
You need to be fired.
Find the hole. The next, find it. Okay. It's like a hole. Come on.
What the fuck you be smoking?
I think it's just for he
it's like, what the fuck? What is wrong with you?
I really wish we had a bigger audience because they would be calling me in every day. Like,
do you hear me?
I can imagine people calling me in. Like, we gotta boycott him.
What's the problem with this though?
Like, if we ever took callers, oh my
hate mail. Like,
so let's, man, I swear, it's people gonna be on my side. I don't give a fuck with y'all.
They gonna think so
more,
is
more perverted niggas.
That part.
You gonna find all the perverts.
Cause he's fucking his teacher. He's like, man, get the fuck off. Let my son come home. I'm like, nigga, for real?
He living it. I forgot this let porn, me teach man. You. He living in the porn fantasy. Right. You feel me?
Orgy.
You think you dream about that 19. Shit a lot?
Nigga, he gets high
this
school, my nigga.
Bitches at
13. If I see he walking 16, I'm like, this your math teacher? Hey, man.
You gonna tell your son to fuck his math teacher?
You need an A so bad, don't you? Oh, I know you need it so
not,
bad.
Not help him with his shit, but you're going to tell
I'm
him.
I'm helping him.
Fuck your math teacher.
Hey, I'll tell him to come over to the crib. I'll be like, hey, I got to run to the store. That's when you just whip your shit out.
Kyle,
next topic. Because clearly Randon wants his children to fuck their way through life.
My boy been fucked up. All.
So I know if he did a good job, he has an A or F. I'm like, damn, nigga.
How about he just passed?
I'm finna just.
I was about to say, why are they working hard at school right now? I mean,
oh, I'm finna unplug this nigga microphone. All right, so we got a few topics. We got: do you leave your significant other after you come up, after you get that check, that dream job? You know what I'm saying? That in a big amount of money. Are you leaving your significant other?
I think we need to read the post too with that one.
They deleted the post. So,
oh,
you know,
damn.
Right. Oh, you need to find the post?
We got, why not give the man custody of the child if a woman needs child support so bad? Y'all gonna have some hurt feelings behind that. And can you force a child on your significant other? And we got ugly, fine mother.
God damn, baby.
You see one, you just be staring. Like, you be like, damn.
Ugly, fine mother.
So much narcissism in one damn, ugly Jesus. Ass face.
Oh, you be like, man, I hate.
I went to church with one. Bro, she was like 2 years younger than me. Bro, face looked like Baraka, but
God damn.
That ass?
You got a name on it? You got an address on it? Text me. Because I already know who you're talking about.
That ass?
I already know who you're talking about.
Uh-uh. You don't know this person.
I don't know that person. Mm-hmm. I know one right now, boy.
And it's... Chris, we teenagers.
But the thing is, though, with them, they are like this because of Nick.
That's true. I mean, it vice versa.
They so, like okay. This because of niggas.
So, what is the problem with us fucking anything? What's the problem with that?
Fuck the ugly problem. Yeah, yeah. Just with us fucking anything.
Like, I just feel like after a while, nigga, you need to have a standard.
A standard?
A fucking...
Yes!
So, do you... Like, I say this all the time, you know what I'm saying? I like missionary. I don't know about y'all. You get a pretty motherfucker to look at you, talk to you, you say some shit, you kiss a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I like missionary. Motherfucker, I am not knocking doggy style because I'm a fuck doggy style too, but doggy style is for ugly people. You know what I'm saying? And that's just my opinion.
I agree.
Like, if you got a thick ass, ugly motherfucker,
I'm with you.
Y'all don't believe it? Ugly, fine motherfucker. And you're not hitting her missionary. You're not hitting her with the lights on.
So, and she not riding the dick because you got to look up at her.
You just put a pillow over your face.
Ooh. You gonna put a pillow over your face.
Hell, nigga, you gonna be
that's what you in that doing some grade A acting that you more you gonna put a pillow over your face? She gonna be telling people I fucked the shit out of him. He was scared moaning in the pillow and shit.
You hear me?
That's fine.
I got no shame either. That's fine. What them posts say, I'm going to be all in her ear.
I need y'all to do better. Please do better.
I can't stand
God
them.
Damn.
It is
I
what
can't
it is.
Stand them motherfuckers, G.
So, again, what's the problem?
Y'all need to be standards.
That go back. Cheat up or cheat down. You see what I'm saying? Women are definitely going to cheat up.
Why y'all do that, though?
But I think when niggas is missing something, all the shit just out the door is going immediately to your dick.
Because my thing is, if I'm going to go through, because it takes work to cheat. If I'm going to go through all that work and all that stress and lying and shit of cheating, it's going to be for a motherfucker that's worth it. I'm sorry.
What?
It ain't going to be just because you dicking me down, nigga. You dicking me down. You making a Cash App ding. Mm-mm. All that bullshit. No.
I seen the chick post. I seen the chick post.
I read you break up with your ass.
I don't know if y'all follow that chick from New Orleans. She be like spitting real shit all the time. But she got on and she said, it's different type of niggas, right? It's niggas that, you know, I can fuck, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna pay a dollar, you know what I'm saying? It's niggas that you can duck, you know what I'm saying? You can make him pay all this shit, you still ain't gonna fuck him. So it's certain type of niggas, and women know, and niggas know. You see what I'm saying? So like, I just ain't never been that type of nigga to say, oh, I'm finna give you this money, because it's Tuesday. I feel like I'm finna pay for this pussy.
I'm so close to you, but right they now. Do. Like, God damn, nigga. Like, I'm close to you.
You've been burning a nigga up.
Damn, right? Nigga.
Hey, man.
What you hear, nigga?
Is this like how you feel, Mark? Like, you this close to the nigga over there? Like, I can look at this nigga eyes like, oh.
I don't know if y'all remember. Oh,
my boy. Oh.
That's the orgy.
What old boy say? That nigga. Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this comedian from Comic View that talked about women having a different men and shit. He was light skinned. I can't remember. I think his name was Pierre or some shit. And the niggas be talking about, one day I'm gonna get some coochie. Like, that's the niggas that pay for shit. Right there. They be paying for hope.
But that make it hard on niggas, though. That make it hard on real.
It does. It does. I just don't understand motherfuckers who cannot just come eat your pussy and then they do it and leave. Like they do it. It happens.
It's a thing.
I've heard it is a fucking thing.
I've heard stories.
Come eat your pussy I've and heard. Leave.
Look at me.
Did you see
it? It happens. Am I lying?
I've heard stories.
I'm
gonna say this again. If I come over there, eat your pussy. And you ain't fucking. I'm punching the shit out your ass and I'm taking the pussy.
But I'm saying, that's you. That's you. But I'm saying, it is niggas out here who do it.
If I get up like this,
because one day.
I got to really fuck with you like that. Like, we got to be on that dating level, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or something like that.
Because, I mean, a woman will pull up and be like, hey, you know.
That's different.
You know what I'm saying?
That's different.
Mark, I come out there like this.
Cause women be saying shit like, oh, I don't need a man. I don't need my pussy. I don't need sex. Women say that stupid shit. Women try to take sex out of the equation so much. That, but you know what I'm saying?
I don't think we take it out of the equation. We just don't want it to be. I mean, we do. I just feel like we don't want that to be the foundation.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
Are y'all serious?
Yes.
Like foundation.
All right.
Man,
come on, man.
That's not all we want.
Y'all
need
crazy.
Sex is a big thing, though. Like,
it is a big thing.
Physical niggas is? Like,
no, I understand that because women are very physical, too. Because let me tell you, if I go, 24 hours, I can go 24 hours. But or if I'm saying in a relationship,
48 hours. All
right.
That's the man.
Fuck 48.
Y'all gonna talk about her like y'all talking about me?
No, if we're in a relationship, especially if I got some living in
y'all gonna talk about her like y'all talking about me?
We about to get
she on her. Went a whole 24 hours under what I said.
We about to get on her.
Living dick. Oh, you finna get out here.
The top things of the lead to divorce.
I'm gonna be like the nigga. Just lay down.
Lead to divorce. Sex, money, cheating. And you talking about you wanna take that? You don't want that to be the foundation? And that leads to niggas divorcing their wives?
That doesn't need to be the only basis of a relationship.
Right. I just told you, money, sex, cheating. One of the things you talking about, you don't want to be the major thing is why people get divorced.
I'm not saying I don't want it to be the only. That's why y'all think that.
It's not. Y'all put in your head that that's all we want. And that's all we think about. It's not. But when we do get excited and happy, oh my shit. Oh shit, hell yeah.
But we talking about the average nigga. We already know that y'all may be some damn fools. We already know the niggas on these podcasts is different. We know y'all different. We talking about these regular niggas.
You say my wordplay and whatever be wrong. Come on.
Mark, weave your way into some pussy. Put it on there right now.
Come on, man.
Come over.
Please, Mark.
Okay, so which part are we talking about? Y'all went through. First of all, what women don't understand is, you know how straight a man thinks, but he gets some ENC. Then post no clarity.
Fucking God.
You want your man to really have a good mindset? Look, we trying to get
straight. I don't disagree.
We do not think straight.
I don't disagree.
Nigga, we do not think
I'm
straight.
I'm so brand new after. Like, if I'm fucked and I'm going to work, bitch, hey, girl, do I know you?
You have a glow.
Ma'am, who are you?
Glow about you.
Bitch, get your ugly ass on my face. Bitch, I'm married. Nigga, I'm married. Bitch, I'm married.
Why do you think you can speak to me?
Right.
I'm in that bitch looking like a bomb, you know what I'm saying?
Like, beat your ass.
We going 2 days. I'm in the day struggling. Bitch, walk by, throw something in the trash. God damn.
Oh, my God.
God damn.
You
feel me?
Oh, my God.
Some booty shorts.
Bro, it be anything. Bitch on TV reading the Weller channel. God damn,
Mark,
that's crazy.
Mark is disappointing me right now.
He's being honest.
It's true.
Go, Mark.
It's an understanding. Like, I don't know why people think, okay, I'm going to make him just wait. Wait for what?
Yeah, I don't believe in your ass.
I swear to God. Look, I'm not even as thought process like y'all on it. But I'm not going to sit here and go no 2 damn weeks without no sex just because you feel like you're trying to show me something.
I got an attitude. Mm. Ooh, shit.
And I'm ready to fight somebody.
Do you hear me?
I'm talking about just all types of stupid shit. Bitch, who left the reflection in the mirror?
Who didn't close the fridge right up? You didn't close
it. Y'all can talk about me for my 24 hours. But this is if I got some living.
You said, hold on.
That's still too hours? Now. Wait,
if
wait,
I got
wait.
Some living.
They talked about me like a
we
dog.
About to talk about
because I said I don't like to go 2 days. And then they further flipped it like for weeks.
24 hours?
We can go a day.
So the next day is... You expect me.
Yes.
So
if I live with you,
nigga, come home tired as fuck. You still expect me?
Go take a nap.
Okay, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with.
I mean, I'm gonna be considerate.
You nigga, come home. Damn, <man. laughs>
you wake up from the nap. She's sitting on the edge of the bed. You ready, bitch?
Hey, I'm considering.
You wake me up.
But this is my thing. If I take care of the house. When you get home, you got a hot fucking meal. The kids taken care of. If I'm doing everything,
that pussy better be baking on 3.
Do you hear? Listen to me. I'ma listen, especially if you not tired. Mm. I'ma serve you this plate bent over. The fuck? Mm.
Okay, that's it. I give it to him while I love it, but this nigga talking about he just breaking.
I said already.
I mean, you know. Okay. Right. 24 hours, I might break the two.
Y'all
want
to go? What we move on to, man?
What's the next one?
Y'all skipped basically over ugly fine motherfuckers.
No, we didn't.
I mean, we kind of covered it.
We did cover it, though.
Yeah. I just hate them. But anyway.
I mean, okay. They just goes to show you that niggas will fuck anything.
What's wrong with that?
Women
have,
fuck
have standards.
Okay, you know what?
Women fuck anything, too, though, bro. Let me tell y'all about
how y'all fuck anything.
Ooh! Come on, Mark. Come on.
Mark was just quiet.
It's been brewing. Come on.
There are so many sorry piece of shit niggas I see women fucking with all the damn time.
These niggas
spot.
Be ugly as fuck.
They don't even have to be ugly.
No, they just, ugly.
Niggas ain't worth shit. And they be like, oh, you know, I'm sleeping with this person or you talking to that person. Motherfuckers will waste their whole life chasing a piece of dick and be like, it's okay. We can do that. You know, we outside and shit. Man, get the fuck on with that. Y'all do the same shit we do. This shit that y'all just... He'd be more quiet than us, but y'all do the exact
most of the
same
time
thing.
The ugly niggas be having money. That be the reason for the ugly niggas. To be honest.
I'm sorry.
To be honest.
Oh my God.
But
I mean,
it's still a fucked up thing.
I've never been that person to fuck a nigga for money, but I have friends that.
Right.
Just saying.
So I can fuck if I have money.
For a lot of women, yes, and that doesn't make it right.
I just want to.
But it be the ugly bitches, and they don't have shit to offer.
They got that
ass.
Pussy.
They
got that ass.
I want to wholeheartedly disagree.
They don't have a throat. Don't have teeth.
Why?
Because Boosie said, I ain't never had shit, but I can fuck a bad bitch. Do y'all remember that?
Huh?
I ain't had no job. I'm sorry. I ain't had no job. I didn't have no car. I put it together. I ain't had no job, nigga. I ain't had no job. I ain't had no car. My mama looked me in my face one day and said, what the fuck is you doing? And these women keep coming.
Well, when you don't have that, you have time to practice on your stroke.
I was practicing.
You hear me?
that's what I was doing.
You won't have nothing to offer her but dick, so your shit better be on point.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you. Right.
Right.
Just like
y'all remember that Eddie Murphy comedy special? I have found the dick of life. Nigga, if you ugly and you broke and you ain't got a job, no car, no nothing, nigga, you better make me speak in tongues.
Yeah. Medium ugly nigga.
You ain't bring shit to the table, nigga. You better bring that dick. You better be. So that's why they be with these niggas who you gonna be with a dried up ass pussy chick, don't have a job, no car. My point. Nigga, hey, get the step. Nigga, that dick good. Damn.
And that's what I'm saying. Dried up shit niggas. No offense, Kyle. But you didn't have a car. You didn't have a job.
I'm not an ancient nigga. So I'm not falling into that category.
What I'm saying is.
Excuse me, sir.
The person with the 2 years with somebody, then they didn't have a job or nothing.
Oh my fucking God.
We have women that do that.
Why would you?
I'm just saying.
Shout out Miss Erica, man. Quit bringing that shit up, boy.
I'm just. Like Mark said,
oh my God,
they go after those what you said, but them dudes who ain't shit.
Women will fuck with niggas off potential alone. Remember me saying that?
They will,
but so like, we will. So it don't we matter. Will. Like she don't see it. Like you see it, but she might say, okay, he look like he got some potential. You know what I'm saying? You first meet a bit.
That nigga look rusty and dusty.
But what y'all don't know is we be having a timeline in our head.
We talk about that too.
Timelines broke.
After a while, that dick get old. Goddamn.
So that's equal up to us fucking ugly bitches.
You ever said a pussy got old to you?
I can agree.
Right?
I can agree.
You ever said a pussy was old? You were done with it? I can see you saying some shit like that.
Yes, man. I could see Randy saying some shit like a pussy is expired.
We got a homeboy.
Well, I say, you know,
we got a homeboy. I ain't gonna say his name. Just shout out. This nigga always used to tell me, man, I'm one and done. Like, I hit one time and I'll never fuck again. And I was like, nigga, what? And I'm talking about he had some quality bitches.
With that pussy, like,
he had some
one time fine with me.
Don't get me fucking started. But he had some quality bitches. I'm talking about, I see these hoes. I'm like, damn, you here? He's like, yeah, just one.
So let's talk about this. Why y'all don't be counting the dudes? As a body count for y'all. You'd be like, they don't count. The nigga fuck.
But you'd be like, Megan the Stallion, you fuck that up for this. You know what I'm saying?
I
see so many women post this. If it wasn't snapping, but she said dick. She said if the dick wasn't snapping, then it didn't happen.
My point. Like, bitch, he fucked
you. I mean, you know, in my mind, if I hit Meg, I'm gonna be telling shit the whole crew. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody got something. But she might say, oh shit, he a nobody. It don't even count.
Saying shit like that as a woman, like these bitches who say stupid shit like that, be want to make themselves feel better.
It don't matter. I'm seeing you in the public. Hey, guy, seeing you since.
That's how you say the video you suck money. That's you right there.
I don't show. Show videos anymore.
But that kind of goes back to like the whole upgrade shit. Like motherfuckers try to act like you didn't use a fucking nigga on the stairs or something. All of a sudden, just because like I don't understand why people think all of a sudden if your coochie went from baby fat to Gucci that it's so much better or something. Like,
first of all,
it's just fabric.
What's those snaps when the people be faking like they got shot?
You still hit four bitches in the chest. Like, I don't understand. Like maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm not eating.
He said baby fat. To Gucci. God
maybe,
damn.
Maybe I'm just lost or something.
Let's get canceled, nigga. You gonna get us
I don't understand this shit. Like, motherfuckers coming to you and be like, oh, you gotta do this for me now. You gotta do that for me. Like, bitch, I remember you getting trains run on you when we was 15. Like, how all of a sudden you got on some nice Nikes that, you know, niggas gotta step to you a certain way. I see this wild shit on Facebook and I be like, nigga, you really saying somebody got to step up to you correctly?
It's called gaining standards. Stop doing it to these women.
Nah, ain't no standards.
Gaining stop doing
standards.
It to
that's
these
gaining
women.
Standards.
What's old girl? I don't even want to call
everybody
her.
Everybody deserves
what
love.
What she said
y'all
on the radio
stop
show?
I'm not saying
she
you don't
said,
have to get love.
Your holiness
so
can be
how
deleted.
Are they supposed to get love
talk about.
When...
Hold on. Our producer said this a lot.
She said that. She said your holiness can get deleted.
There is no such thing.
When you brought up the whole, you know, homecoming, she goes out, go marry this nigga who's all that stuff like that, right?
This was said. I know you remember. Yeah.
Okay, I forgot about
you. I know.
Next stop, I forgot about what I'm saying.
Which one y'all want to go to?
Goddamn. We got one.
All right, so we'll jump into what you just sent me, G. So basically from a tweet. This dude wanted some attention. So the first thing, I'm going to just read all of them out. There's three of them. So it says, I can't believe my girlfriend really think that I'm going to marry her and will live happily ever after. Soon as I get a decent job, I'm going to leave her and start dating my types. The fuck? If my girl could leave me for one guy who's well-established and appreciates her more than I do, I would gladly accept and never hold her hostage just because she's been with me through thick and thin. This entitlement over people's lives is the reason people resort to violent behavior. That's bullshit. People need to understand that we're not entitled to be with them forever just because that they were with us when we were broke. We each have our own preference, and that doesn't make me love my current girlfriend any less. Things change, feelings change. It's a vicious life cycle.
Bitch, you was in the gym shooting. What's the
Do you hear shit. Me? You weren't with me shooting at the gym.
There you go. So hey.
What? Nigga, I didn't invest the time into you. Nigga, the fuck?
You wasn't getting the rebounds. You wasn't passing that bitch to me.
But I was taking care of home when you was doing that bullshit.
Now, my whole take is, like, if it don't work out, it don't work out. That's one thing. But for me to get a decent fucking job after you have been, you know, down with a nigga and me to say, all right, fuck y'all, I'm out. Not to say that it does not happen, you know, because I know that's the point that's going to be brought up. But, like, I could never fucking do that. Like, that shit would eat me a fucking lie.
It would?
Nigga, what?
I'm just asking.
Yes.
Why?
What you mean, why, nigga?
Why would they eat you alive?
Are you serious? Nigga, yes, have you ever been down and fucking out, ain't had shit, and somebody still come home, take care of your ass, fuck you to sleep, all that type of shit?
That means that bitch don't have stuff.
You thought I was going to be the bad one on this.
My time. Nigga, are you serious?
She don't have stuff.
Tripping, G.
You with me, and I'm got you shit, tripping. Bitch.
Like, you with me, you done took what I say all the time. If I get a motherfucker, they take damn care of home, right. Fuck me when I want to be fucked, and cook some goddamn, that's a struggle meal, my nigga. When the last time you had some fucking butter rice?
I don't like butter rice.
Shit.
Don't get me started, Mark. But I'm just saying though, like if we ain't got shit in the cabin, I just go in there and make some shit. You know what I'm saying? And she brings some out with some butter rice. That shit gonna stink to you, nigga. A motherfucker that can struggle with you.
You got $1 million. You still want butter rice?
I ain't nigga? Saying $1 million. What I'm saying is the process of somebody going through with some shit with me, and for me to get $100 million in my lap and say, I'm finna start dating my type.
Bitch, I don't want no butter rice no more.
Me and her gonna be sitting at the table enjoying a good meal. Like, hey, remember we used to do this? I might take on a date and serve some butter rice. Like, remember this shit? That's gonna be cold. Take notes, fellas. But anyway, just be for real, man.
No, I wouldn't do that. I want you. I agree with you.
That's some bullshit. I felt like the nigga.
You
just
think
wants
I
some
was
attention.
Just.
No, I knew you. Oh. You try to get a rise out of nigga. I know exactly what you do every fucking time. But it's okay. Every time. Dude. Yeah, I see you, yeah. Yo, Mark, come on with it. Come on with it, dude.
Go, Mark.
Okay. So, this paragraph that he says.
Like two minutes, 30 seconds.
About 2 minutes.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm going to wait.
Okay, you want to wait?
Well, not wait. Oh,
you can start it up, G.
There's one thing he says about this entitlement over people's lives is a reason people resort to violent behavior. When you try to leave a bitch, what's the first thing she say? What's the first thing she say? You ain't gonna leave me, right?
Oh, you ain't gonna find nobody better.
Oh, you ain't find nobody better. When a guy gets mad when his girlfriend trying to leave, what he try to do sometimes, right? Tearing up shit.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that violent behavior?
It is.
I've never done that.
Okay, no, we you ain't. Know? Oh, I mean, disclaimer. I'm going to exclude us four in this tape.
Don't exclude him. Don't exclude
okay.
him.
They don't count, bitch.
Don't exclude him. All right, carry on.
They don't count,
man. I mean, I don't agree with the guy when. Man, basically, I would never do that. Even if I did, I'd be like, hey, get half of this song. My issue is, he's not wrong. Like, people do it all the fucking time. Women leave and they say, what, I got an upgrade, right? Dudes get on
it. He
get
is
rich.
Wrong, and the women who do that shit is wrong, too.
But that's most of the world. Like, when people get a chance to move up, what they do? They gonna take that shit. That's mm-hmm. the American fucking way. Mm-hmm. It's a shark thing. Like, this is what happens.
This is
the big fish win every time. So it's wrong as a moral thinking, but it's a progressive way of thinking. Like, it's the fucked up part about
that's
it.
That's a progressive way
that's
of
thinking. That's a fucking no, progressive way no. of thinking. And that it hurts because it's the truth.
Tell that me, is a stagnant
no, so
way of thinking.
You date. How long? You start dating. You make $150,000, $160,000 a year, and this nigga making 30. What's going to happen after a while?
She start treating you like a little boy.
Right. You ain't gonna want to stay with that nigga, right? Because he
right.
don't make nothing.
Right.
He can be all them boxes that you ever wanted, but that nigga make $30,000 a year. Honest, hard work,
commitment. That makes her stupid.
No, it don't make us stupid.
Yes, it do.
A mentality, though, G.
It can be a mentality, but that's the world. I'm not saying it's right.
Because my thing is, you finna leave a good man who make $30,000 and get you a man who makes more money who treats you like shit. People, now you over here looking stupid.
And people take that, though, because of the money.
That's dumb as fuck.
I didn't say it was right. I'm just telling you what, the way the world works.
Because my thing is, you can't take everybody with you. Yeah, you can't take everybody with you, but the niggas who are worth their salt, that's who you bring with you. Everybody can't come up with you. I do agree with that, because there's going to be some people that hold you back. But people that have proven their worth in your life and have cemented their position in your life, and you know that the reason why they're there is not because you have money, it's because they're with you for you. You could lose your shit tomorrow. They still gonna be there.
So you telling me you still gonna be faithful to this nigga?
Yes.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
If I can take care of us, this is my thing. I'm gonna pay attention to work ethic and shit like that.
Niggas had it.
Can I drive the Benz to McDonald's? I gotta go clock.
Niggas had it, and they still get fucked over. How many guys we know that's truck drivers or in the military or who work long hours getting fucked over? How many chicks we know like that?
It ain't everybody though.
This is coming from somebody that has dated some ain't shit ass niggas before.
I understand it, but it's like, people do this shit. I'm not saying it's right. I keep saying they disclaimer. Do. I'm not saying it's right, but that's the way the world goes. That ain't even
a disclaimer, though. But
it's
like,
just real shit.
I can't wrap my mind around it being everybody. Like, I've seen it. Like, we've seen it firsthand. So
nigga, it's getting worse. I'm not saying
it is, but like, I ain't in that situation, so I can't say. Right. You know,
we're not in that situation, but that's what happens. Niggas start making money, people start losing weight, all types of shit like that. Nigga, you will get your ass dropped. Quickly. So I mean, saying that that's fucked up, it's fucked up, but it happens every day on both sides. Okay. There are men and women who let money and other superficial shit make you sway the way you think about somebody.
Like they ain't good enough
for you. Like, you like, nigga, I've been with Instagram you the whole pages. Time, and all of a sudden I ain't good enough.
That just shit like Tabitha Brown, retired her husband. Shit. Tabitha Brown is like the vegan chef lady.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Like, she retired her husband. Why? Because he put in work in their relationship.
But she's one of many.
And she wants
That's all I'm getting at. Like, you know, I'm not going to wrap it around. Like, you know, she. I know it happens.
It does.
I know it does. It definitely does. But I just can't. I can't wrap my mind around it or anybody I know either. Trying to do that shit.
What's number one reason for divorce, Randy?
Fuck it.
Money?
Fuck it.
Sex,
money's on top of it. That's
what happens, it's right there.
So like, just me from personal experience, a lot of that shit I don't let run my household. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of superficial shit. Like people say me and Keisha trip all the time. You know what I'm saying? Because people be like, damn, such and such test your phone. Keisha don't say nothing. Yeah. Damn, such and such comment on your post. You don't say nothing. I seen Keisha like such and such. So nigga, it's a social site. What the fuck are you supposed to do?
But people don't understand it.
Right.
What kind of shit is this? Like, I really want people to say out loud.
It's trust.
Like,
y'all think about this shit.
Like, this is what people are literally fighting.
But y'all have trust, though.
Man. That's real.
People who say that, they don't have trust.
It's ease of access. That's the whole thing with social media. It's ease of access.
See, trust that you're going to shut that shit down. Because
out loud to yourself, say, you went and liked somebody else's picture?
Yeah.
It's Instagram, bitch.
And we finna fight. Because I like the picture of an attractive woman.
That I
you like the picture of an attractive
that
nigga.
You never seen, that's never fucking your whole life.
That's people who are insecure about themselves.
Bro, that's crazy.
And they feel they don't trust you. And it's all that, man. So man, you get somebody.
I keep going back to this. Like, if I scroll past 12 bitches twerking, guess what?
12 likes.
I'm 12 them. Videos in, my nigga.
I'm just calling them bitches. Like, goddamn, bitch.
Hey.
You got more videos? Let me follow you up.
Turn that post notifications up.
Like,
come on, bro.
I don't know, man. I'm not saying to do right. Once again, it's just
I feel I like sit,
Like I sit back and watch it. Like, I sit back and watch shit.
It's how he worded it.
How the world is just turning now. It's like,
it's how he worded it,
folks. I mean, think about it. Like, today, somebody posted something. I think Ian posted it. Was like, if a man come over your house and he see your trash full, he got to take it out. Like, it's the fucking mindset, man, now that this is what people want. You're like, nigga, I just met you. Mm. I don't even know you. Like, people are expecting some unrealistic shit. And it's like, oh, well, he don't do it. Go to the next person. You don't even give somebody a fucking chance to even know you or get to know you or even get a chance to make, you know, an impression. Folks is dropping shit over some simple stuff. It's stupid, like, shit. Damn, like, stupid shit. I just met you. We went on a date.
I don't know your middle name.
Bruh, I want you to do my nails and hair and all that before we go on a date. And if we go on a date, we can't go nowhere simple. Man, nigga, what happened to us since going to Applebee's?
Like,
come on.
That's stupid.
And like, man, thinking people that
think like this.
And I'm not gonna lie, man. I'm
Marcus,
not,
he sold me
up. I'm not a stickler for the whole, you know, the first night we get together, we gotta have sex.
Time out.
Oh, I'm just keeping it real. Like,
oh, I was on the boat with you.
Time out.
I was on the boat with you.
It's kind of scary, G, sometimes.
What you mean?
I jumped off. I was not swimming. I just jumped.
Okay, let me put it in perspective. If y'all been talking and stuff, you've been building up.
No.
I think that's okay.
No.
You just met this motherfucker. Y'all even
and
know
she talking nasty, nigga?
I ain't say you talking nasty.
Let's put that in there. She okay, that's mad nasty.
He finna be mad. Watch
nigga. I'm agree with you on that. They talking mad nasty.
How many first nights, G?
A lot, nigga. Wait, hey, I'm letting you know now. If I come over there, bitch, we fucking.
Oh shit!
But ain't man, no less watch, nigga. Bitch, fuck no, we fucking.
What you say? Doom doom.
On the first day, you not naked. Even knowing where I live.
Right.
I feel like
if I come over, right, house, so I know where you live.
A younger
you
us.
You not coming to my. All right,
cool. You know what I'm saying?
After the first day, cool.
We might not be fucking on the first day. But the older you get, me and you are grown. So, like, if you giving that type of energy, cool, man. Like, if I like you, shit, all right, we gonna keep fucking around.
This is the thing, though. It's a lot of motherfuckers who say that. But on the flip side, it's a lot of niggas. If y'all fucking the first night, automatically you become a hoe in his mind, and that's all you will ever fucking do.
Shit. That's
young boy.
In the back of your mind, you gonna think that bitch said he fuck on the first night.
These young boys, though. If I'm feeling you like that, yeah, I ain't thinking about that.
If I'm really fucking with you like that,
I'm like, you must really like me.
Yeah, you fucking with me.
In my head, I'm going to think this nigga's going to pick up my phone.
You creating that scenario for yourself.
Hey, that's fine.
What'd you say?
No.
What'd you say women do? They always do what? They create what?
Man, they fuck shit up.
And we do. I admit it.
Fuck up a whole good relationship. Why? Making up some shit in your head.
Like, if I literally didn't tell you that.
Because we as women have been raised that way.
I get that. But
make a nigga wait.
Do you know?
He not gonna work for it if you give it to him that fucking quick.
You was going off of your grandma whose husband, your granddaddy got two other families. Why are you listening to her? Why are you listening to her? Why are you listening to her?
We listen to the elders in our family.
Halasha, thank you. Is the reason why you have a brother or sister down the street.
That's how. And
y'all still listen to that?
No.
Your granddaddy got three families down the street. They live next door to each other.
Hey, but look, think about that scenario you created in your head, right? Now I got to reassure you that I ain't thinking like that.
Ain't shit.
You see what I'm saying? Now I got to reassure you with some shit that, you know what I'm saying, I ain't had nothing to do with. Just, damn, she liked me. I'm finna fuck. Not, oh, I done fucked on the first night. I ain't gonna never call this bitch again.
But it's some niggas who think like that.
I mean, if you're younger, they probably will do that more than all.
That's what I'm saying. Don't think about that. You know, like, I don't want to say that. Like, that's a theory.
Like, that's literally. But it's not just drilled in our heads by our moms and grandmothers. It's drilled in our head from seeing.
But check this out. How many friends you got that and probably hit you like, bitch, I just fucked this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Y'all laughing kiki about it.
I don't kiki about that shit, bitch.
I'm just saying.
What the fuck were you thinking?
Stop listening to your girl.
Really? That's the conversation you're saying? What were you thinking?
I mean, I'm not going to say it to him, but I'm going to take it in my head. Bitch.
I'm going to tell you. If it's
you
like
done gave this nigga the milk. He not going to work for that fucking cow.
You don't know that. Why you don't know that?
Because most niggas don't.
Damn. I mean, he worked for that first night. I mean, obviously, I had to.
You got to catch the vibe after. You know what I'm saying now? Now, if you give it up on the first night and I ain't hit you in 2 days, or, you know, you see these text messages.
And like, see, that's my thing. I'm not finna waste a fucking body count and then we don't end up being shit.
But
like,
what if it was five?
Waste a body count?
Yes. I've heard it before. Because y'all motherfuckers be wanting freaks.
Waste three fucking bodies.
Waste a body count? Yes, you're gonna have one. Waste a body count? How many times I called you say, damn, I just fucked this bitch, man. I done wasted a body
count. Never. I'll cuss you out. What the fuck you talking about?
I don't understand.
Niggas be wanting virgin freaks.
What's wrong with that?
Who wants that?
But on the other hand, it's okay to fuck a nigga on the first night? The fuck?
That's fine.
I'm not understanding. Every man wants a virgin freak.
No, that's gonna fuck up. I don't want a virgin freak because growing up, this is what they don't exist.
But that's what a lot of y'all want.
Growing up, niggas was saying, "I want a chick with no bodies." Right? You want a chick with no bodies? You used to dealing with hoes, right? I say this all the time.
That's what you was tired.
You want a chick with no bodies? You dealing with hoes all your life? Then you meet this chick. She graduated from college.
Right.
No experience in this bedroom. Try to teach her some shit, but she ain't pleasing you because you used to fucking
hoes.
Right. Yeah. You used to fucking hoes. Now you finna go cheat.
I'm with you.
You finna go cheat,
and that hoe finna move to fucking Timbuktu and go get a nigga that's $600,000 a year. All she did was hit him with the double twist combo, you know what I'm saying? And now she got a fucking Benz, fucking 3-story house.
So,
on the flip side, fucking on the first day ain't got nothing to do with it.
So the first time you fucking, you ain't doing all your tricks on the first. It's just basic.
It depends on how much I like.
You gotta have.
I'm asking. That was you.
You gotta say.
I mean, it depends on how much
you gotta
I like.
Say. You gotta say something, Red.
She getting the full.
Nah.
I'm trying to have this whole.
You got a hell stroke, G.
No.
I'm on Randy's side.
I'm going to get a whole text message. Nigga, you got a girlfriend.
We going always
no.
good.
I get what Kyle's saying, though, because let me tell you something.
I got a reputation.
When you bring out some new shit, you be like, ooh.
Right.
Hell stroke.
I ain't half stroke. Shit. Nigga, you getting the full.
Half stroke, my G.
You rocking the boat, nigga.
You know, when you hell stroking,
we making a baby tonight.
So look, listen, man. Listen. now you tripping.
We making a baby tonight.
If the hell stroke is good, just see what I'm saying.
So this is why you give her the full.
No,
so you be like,
no.
I get this every time I'm on it. Yes,
you get that hell stroke.
You get it every time.
And next time you see it, you show the fuck out.
You get it every time you want.
You show the fuck
random face.
You get. I'm just saying, you gonna get it every time you want.
That's that army racist 22-year-old random talking.
You gonna get this shit every time you want it. Like, come on now, half stroke. Hell no, nah,
half stroke, dude.
Why you half stroke?
Half stroke, then don't give no head on the first day.
Nigga. Oh, you tripping now?
I agree with you on that.
You tripping now?
I agree with that.
Hell struggle, and the next time you give some head, she gonna be fucked up. And then guess what? Boom! I brought dick too.
Hey.
Y'all gonna listen to me one day.
I'm telling you, as long as you expect to suck your dick, then I get stuck.
I'm showing my hand.
What?
I'm showing my hand. Like, this is it.
What? So you expect me to suck your dick, but you not finna eat? Oh, get the fuck out of here.
That has happened plenty. What y'all say? I see this post all the time. Good pussy don't
gotta suck
dick.
And she's a dumbass. And she's a dumbass.
So she's sucking dick on first night. She dumb.
And she ain't get her pussy ate? Yes.
Eh,
why?
Eh.
It's equal opportunity in this bitch. The fuck? Nigga, if I suck your dick and you'll eat my pussy the first time we have sex, you'll never talk to me again.
What? Really?
Again?
Do you see my face?
So look, so if a nigga don't eat your pussy, you to suck this dick, then he put it down, you still gonna say, no, we ain't fucking no more?
Do you see my face?
Wow.
See, that goes back to how you were saying.
It depends on the person, G.
Hold on.
We already know that.
We 50-50 in
him. Do you see the difference in men? A man come over there, eat your pussy, you ain't fucking.
And he just go home. They almost dabbed each other up with it.
You come over, suck his dick. He's still fucking you. But you suck his dick, he didn't eat your pussy. But I come over there, eat your pussy, and you don't give no sex. That's okay?
No.
You just agreed to that earlier saying.
No. I said it happens. I didn't say it was okay.
Oh, my fucking God.
It is a difference. It's a difference. Because my thing is, if a nigga hit me up and say, I just want to eat your pussy, and like you, like, that's a red flag.
Cal, you say that all the time. That's a trap.
That's a red flag.
That's a fucking trap.
No, I'm talking about niggas who.
Hey, now I know where you stay.
Niggas is doing this though. Like, niggas is sending whole page fantasies and comments.
Now, if we are in the situation where we are together, that's different. I might pull up outside your job and say, come sit in this car. That's different.
I mean, I got stories, but
if we ain't got no type of understanding established. And it's just the first time?
Not even the first time. I ain't did nothing for you. You see me every now and then, but you can't come out here and hit this head because I asked you.
You ain't never ate her out before? Like you ain't never ate her pussy before?
Maybe once or twice.
See, she had it. She already see, this is the thing. Let me tell you why women be enthusiastic about like if we know what's coming after the head, then it happens.
Okay.
I ain't never bought the bitch a Sprite.
She was dumb as fuck.
So you saying, y'all know dick, good dick is coming after the, you sucking the dick. Y'all gonna be all
I feel like
salt and pepper.
I feel like it's bullshit because if a motherfucker like giving head and she know she good at that shit, gonna want to suck your dick. It's some women out here that shit make them wet.
You ever had one of them that just want to suck your dick and don't nothing? Bitch,
who raised you?
And women, son, we still out there.
Who raised you?
But
where you get this double twist combo? And this bitch got nails on.
You know how pretty this is?
Oh, fucking God.
Nails in. You looking at your bitch. She grabs your shift of nails. Like, damn, this shit look good right there.
So, God.
I'm looking at all these fucking noises in it.
Hey, it happened.
She come on like she just drowned and shit.
My nigga. And she ain't stopped. I'm talking about tears running, mascara, all that shit. Nigga. And then don't let her be one of the ones like grab my head. What y'all want to talk about?
Then be looking at you while she doing it. How you feel about that? She's staring at you while she's doing it, nigga. You be like, hey man, come on, I'm staring at you while you doing it.
It's the ones that say, tell me when you about to nut, bitch. I'm gonna nut now. You shouldn't have said that.
No, nut fight.
Man, still.
Oh my God,
my nigga,
it's over with.
It's the double twist combo for me.
I'm about to take a nap.
Once she get in that twist combo, that's it.
Oh, you love
me. I'm straight laying down with the chicken wing on my chest. You see what I'm saying?
Well, what I always say,
it's a wrap.
Well, I would say, you know how hard it is to get the bitch to suck your dick. You know how hard it is to get her to suck. I don't care if it's the first date. For her to just do it herself without you asking, my nigga.
He lying.
That bitch love
me. I'm not saying it that hard.
He lying.
It ain't that hard.
I guess he's saying growing up.
When
we were growing up.
Because, like, you know, growing up, we supposed to be like the angels. That's what I'm saying.
Growing up, finding a bitch that sucked dick was like finding a fucking unicorn somewhere. You see what I'm saying?
But it was the same for niggas who eat pussy back then, too.
That's true.
Because, like, I remember.
That's true. Nigga was like,
what the song say? You can hit this head, but now you can't get eight.
Yeah.
It was that. That's true.
Niggas was dancing in the club to this shit.
You hear me? When you find one that reciprocate, my God.
What's the next topic, man?
Not eating pussy, but you did. All right.
Y'all throw it off.
Hey, man.
Y'all throw it off.
What y'all want to go with? We got, why not give the man custody of the child if a woman needs child support so bad? Or can you force a child on your significant other?
Go
with
the first one, huh?
Yeah. Right.
What y'all got?
I feel like the first one will lead into the second.
Well, I feel like why can a man not get cussed off his kids if this woman is claiming she needs child support? Because right. obviously the court sees that the man doesn't need help, but the woman does. So if that's the case, then give him my babies. And I'll fucking raise them. I don't need your assistance. I don't need no help from you. So why? But I just want to know, why do the government give women so much power?
Well, I don't know about the government, but I will
say, it's the government.
But for women, one word, pride. We as women are so proud, and we are taught to be these protectors, these nurturers, like these strong beings that can do anything, these fucking superwomen. So that's a lot for a woman to admit, especially something that's supposed to be the most natural thing ever, that we can't be a mom.
Some of y'all can't be mamas.
Some women can't, but it's very hard for a woman to admit that to herself. Some women do, but most women, it's hard to admit that you cannot be a mama to your kids.
Because it's the pride.
Yes, it's supposed to be something that is so natural, and something that we saw our moms doing, and our moms made it without a nigga, and you know, all of that shit. So, like, yeah, it's the pride. Because after you relinquish the kids over to the father, like, it's almost like we gotta admit in the back of our mind that, oh well, you
ain't shit. That's the same thing that comes in you asking for child support. You ain't shit, bitch. I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean to come out
really
like that.
I really thought you was gonna go to a positive place. God damn.
I'm cleaning it up for him. He's just saying that
should be reciprocated.
He's just saying that you can't do it. And why can't you just say you can't do it? I don't know, man. It's a weird thing. I mean, I kind of understand from the government's point of what they're thinking. They're thinking that they're the mothers. They should, you know, the kids should be with their mother. They with the mother 9 months. I mean, it's a science behind it. But men are proven, in my opinion, you know, we brought this up on one of the shows. Stats show men are better as single parents than women. It's the stats are fucking there. It's not even it's a landslide victory. But, you know, the court still feel like, well, you know, the mother should get the child, and you should take $750, $800 of your fucking paycheck, give it to her. When she's clearly shown, she can't fucking do it. And that's just the world that we live in right now. I don't know how to make it better, but it's a sad thing. It blows my mind to see people who want to be a part of kids' life, and we can't work it out better than going to court and letting the courts take loads of money out your check. And I get women saying that they need help, but my thing has always been, you gotta pay for your life.
Some of these bitches don't be needing the help, they just be mad.
But that too, we know that. I mean, that's the biggest thing. A lot of women are just pissed off, and they like, well, you ain't gonna be with me, you ain't gonna go have no other family.
Exactly, they're mad because it didn't work out.
Right. And that's not a consensus basis to put somebody on child support. Like, almost every guy I talk to, they got on child support after an argument.
Right.
How? What does that have to do with the child?
Now, some women really do need the help.
True.
Some women really do.
See, those women that really do need the help, then you can talk to your child's father. Like, listen, man, I need help. Look, I got your 3 kids, 4 kids over here. Right. This going on. Can you help us? I got you. But the ones who put you on there and still don't want you to be involved, like, hey, bitch.
Now, I don't understand that shit. Because my thing is, ain't nothing like an active father. Like, I appreciate my breaks.
So, you see so many stories of women, I don't know, killing their babies, infants, and stuff like that. Okay. Or having them around men that rape their children and stuff like that. So, I'm thinking in my head, like, y'all see these women make poor decisions with their children. But yet, y'all still give them all this type of power. Hey, man, shut the fuck up. This nigga.
I'm about to bat her ass up.
So, my take in on that is, if you having problems, if you struggling with the kids, let the dad step in. As you say, he's a deadbeat. Let him step in, prove, you know, like, okay, go ahead. You think you can do it, nigga? Here. If not, then shut the fuck up and just, you know, stop begging. Or stop threatening.
Some niggas have to be forced into being active in their child's life.
But do y'all know what that does to a man when you put him on it? You put him on child support and stuff? That tells him, because like Cole said before, once you get put on child support, anything else you do is a gift. So that means when my child comes to me asking me for something, and I be like, well, I gave you, your mom, this amount of money this month, go ask for it. She be like, nah, nigga, you should still go do something for him. Nah.
Yeah, I don't believe in I don't believe in that. Like, I believe that child support should be for the niggas who do not want to take care of their children.
True.
Because you laid up and made these motherfuckers. Now, the men who are active in their child's life, and you don't have to beg them for money. They are always there for their kids, and they do for them.
Mm-hmm.
When you put that man on child support, your ass is greedy. You like, no. But the ones who not taking care of their fucking kids, that's the ones who need to be on
it. Another thing I hate about it, 18 years on child support. And by the time your child hit 18, he don't have shit or her in her bank account at all.
Yeah.
The court don't see that shit. Like, my baby's 18. He came up to go buy him a car or even pay for his first tuitions and books. But yet, y'all say I'm a deadbeat. But the woman who y'all gave 18 years of this money and my child don't have nothing to show for it, get the fuck out of my face with that shit.
Well, when I feel like the only amount that they give is for the monthly.
You still can say if
but
you,
I really if don't you come know to the court, how it.
And you be like, this is gonna go to my baby savings account. This is for my baby for college. Motherfucker turned 18. Him got $2 in his name. What the fuck?
Yeah, I
just spent about $250,000 on this nigga.
For that shit.
This nigga got should have $200,000 in his account right now. He don't have nothing to go buy him a burger. But I'm the deadbeat though. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand that.
I've said on a level that I can't discuss fully for the closer. Disclosure because of what I do for a living, y'all be surprised. I mean, deadbeat mamas, it really is. And a lot of people just really don't talk on that. A lot of women come at their husbands, boyfriends, and baby daddies hard as fuck, but they don't say shit about their trifling ass friends being a sorry ass mama. I'm gonna say it again. It is worse than you think it is. They don't make sure they go to school. They don't make sure a lot of shit.
That's what's missing.
And, you know,
that is what's missing.
Nobody says nothing to them. Wow, you know, a little girl growing up messed up in the head because her mama really don't love her or take care of her. But like, she go around her friends and everybody just like kiki it up. Like, I don't understand that shit.
I remember my baby being born and like, even if, you know, what was going on, the first thing one of my dogs told me is like, shit, ain't no deadbeat shit, G. And that was some real shit. And I felt him on that. Like, he was like, ain't no deadbeat shit, you know, like shit. But I know what was missing from my life as far as a father figure. And like I said, that ain't ever me knocking my dad, because, you know, I used to be mad at my mom because of this shit. But, you know, growing up, seeing, you know, more, finding out more and more things, but shit. But like, I never do that. I'm gonna make sure I'm Brit. Like, man, y'all see how my little girl is around me, man. It's every 5 seconds she running back and forth.
Shit, man. Even like the post Keisha said about you, man, that shit was real. I was like, that's my nigga. You know?
Like, I really feel like it's family first. Like,
right. That's
like
how it's supposed to be.
Right.
And, but like, I don't want to make it sound bad and flip it all the time. But it's a lot of niggas who's going family first and then getting the respect.
Yeah.
Like, I need people to give that same energy y'all give these celebrities to niggas who trying to hold it down, because we need that picking up too. Because it feel like nobody gives a fuck about.
Let's normalize really affirming men.
Right. They're not just affirming men, but just relationships where it's healthy, see it's healthy. Like, lift the motherfuckers up, be like, man, I'm proud of y'all, you know, keep that shit up. But y'all always want to look at the ratchet shit. It makes people want to be ratchet because they're like, well, this is what's glorified if I go out here and do this dumb shit. And when people say, well, you can't let people influence you, my nigga, that's the whole world in a nutshell. What's the purpose of media? To influence you. So, I mean, you don't want to just post the negative shit, man. I don't understand that. So that's why I was like, that's my nigga, man. I want to share it, but you know, I ain't had a chance to. But
look, man,
he's a hoe.
I'm gonna leave y'all with this. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of These Fools, man. I appreciate y'all for coming. Miss Mariah, Mr. Mark, this bitch ain't.
Fuck these hoes.
Damn. Right,
I can't find a song. All right, there it is. I'll be easy, bro.